They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Welcome to another episode and Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Happy New Year of the GOAT, Jordan. You fill in the blank however you deem necessary. I reached the milestone of 100 episodes. I feel like I had a podcasting monkey off my back. It's almost like winning a championship or going platinum. I had a wonderful year. I came front. I'm grateful for so many things. Most importantly, you, the listeners. There will be a Patreon coming soon for the podcast. I just finished another book as well. I also have rounds in the chamber for the music. I'll be doing a press release for the podcast to assist in the growth of it by creating more awareness. I will continue to focus on the guerrilla marketing of it. It's an investment. Hustle how you hustle. Content is king. Another thing, I want everybody to tune in to the Toxic Bible Study. That's at TOXICBIBLESTUDY. Toxic Bible Study. It's held Sunday on Instagram by me, King Jern, Uncle Dolomite, Cool Out Corner, The Cognac Room, Moet Mo, and Harrison of the 8 More Than 92 podcast.
Yo, you are tuned in to Rada's podcast, all right? And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shambipodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Educate yourself. That's what's poppin'. Hone your craft. That's what's poppin'. Focus on your art. That's what's poppin'. Assemble a team. That's what's poppin'. Nerd up. That's what's poppin'. Know where you wanna go. That's what's poppin'. Have something to manage. That's what's popping. Your manager works for you. That's what's popping. Create awareness. That's what's popping. The fans validate you. That's what's popping. Black Thought is the what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Not only that, Black Thought, he dropped an incredible album this year called Cheat Codes. Him with production by Danger Mouse, and I'm giving Black Thought the lyricist of the year. You know what I'm saying? So, Black Thought is the what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Thank you. from the treaty signed in Geneva. The biology teacher said we used to be amoebas. The neighborhood preacher said we emerged from the ether. We converged from urethra and struck gold, eureka. The morning star, Tariq, I was born to be a teacher. Whether scorpion or a frog, the nature of the creature is to evolve. Though it's the savage beast we truly are. My words should be studied up in Berkeley and Juilliard. All my bars is hard as solid gold bullion. My name in the Quran like the kingdom of Suleiman. You done lost your mind trying to call me a Mulian. Cause in 215 with folks fight depression and wives back protection. Lives lack direction. I'm a king, I'm dipped in God's black complexion. Survival of the fittest is the natural selection. Now bear down on the scene like I'm Saladin. The stone courage esteem is aquamarine. You mask how you really feel like it's Halloween. When they ask how you really feel about my machine. In the class that I'm only in, alien, horsepower like a Mongolian. Trying to find soul again, but my thoughts corrupt the files and contaminate the console again. It's a shame, but I cannot complain, though I am not the same. My bandwidth is a canvas cut from its frame. When I present ideas naked and unashamed, it's handwritten in Sanskrit on a 7 train. Hustling Nick's a reef for the tussling with the reaper. Sensory deprivation to ultimate synesthesia. Freeing our brother's keeper from teeth of another creature. Breaking and entering to the theater. The search and seizure is the birth of genius. Somewhere between Earth and Venus. At her convenience, even non-believers make prayers. Haters and naysayers is buried in cake layers. I take day as a blessing and see the night as a lesson. Twilight is a message for me to write a confession. The Matrix. A dominatrix seeking to be served. Ever patiently waiting with the demons we deserve. Better be willing to pay with every dream that you deferred. If the vehicle should swerve, learn to lean into the curve. After working up the nerve, almost equal in size. I walked around with the iron for any wrinkle in time. I paid a piece of my mind for every nickel and dime. But never less than a 5 and never slept on a job. A killer trapped on your squad, yet never left the garage. Where your guide was close enough to see the flesh of his eyes. Get to the button and press it's what the message advised. What's the threat? Behind the mess is where the testament lies.
Took shoestrings, lemon drops, and chips from the deli. knock them out the box with spinning tops and Skelly. Do it, you'll get to it with Mr. Womack with Tummy. I was locked by Sully, red nigga, no Machiavelli. This inheritance was negative. Beverage is the devil's piss, state's evidence. Give us anything instead of this drama. In the mirror light, Yayoi Kusama had me turning to Muhammad, to Buddha, the Dalai Lama. If I was snatching shoulder bag from somebody, mama, am I cancerous? Can't discuss what the short answer was. Hungry as ones, take the money and run. Sometimes simultaneously taking one of your lungs. What I mean is I seen everything that's under the sun. Niggas below the poverty line live under the gun. We all scheming, savages ain't vegan. What the fuck is love? Don't need a reason to die. Die just because.
Before I had the Nina, I had to snap back with the Tisa. Practicing my Ollie, I could hardly get my feet up. Had to hit the staircase just to roll the reefer. Now I'm smoking big Cohibas out in Costa Rica like Puerto Vita. Having flashbacks, niggas getting clapped at in front of cleaners on 34th Street, and to this day it haunts me. It's why I had to move raunchy. I know killers in Marcy, so please don't taunt me. I spent some summer times in Canarsie. Me and Quan getting stopped to fish by Hutch and Starsky. They was looking for hard drugs and armory. Mama told me not to let that shit bother me. Papa said to move cautiously, so the streets will never bother me. But you don't know that part of me.
Tongue. My skin gets red too easy. She don't wanna change her name like Washington. Wonders where I got it from. My parents' marriage was a toxic one. Oh well, I'm about to cop a gun. Hope I got to use it. It'll help blow up the music. I know something slightly off with me. Drama is therapeutic. Ego hates feeling futile. Sometimes I move without scruples. Like having Mrs. Perfect with me and still chasing approval from other women. I'm a glutton. I can't run from who I become. Dad's around the corner. Haven't seen him in like 3 months. We don't speak much. I don't handle balance well. Got a fragile shell. My money split the king and queen up. Then the castle fell. The tension in the air is still crisp. Sometimes I wish this game was over like I'm Lil Flip. Sometimes I'm wishing that my brain came with a kill switch. I don't vacation, dog. I guilt trip. Yeah.
That was Black Thought with Because, featuring Joey Badass, Russ, and Dylan Carlich, and Belize featuring MF Doom. Both of those songs can be found on all streaming platforms off of Black Thought and Danger Mouse's collaborative album, Cheat Codes. Let's have a moment of silence for the late, great MF Doom. Y'all go ahead and cop Cheat Codes on all streaming platforms. Rod Strickland is the one. I titled this episode, The One, because Rod Strickland is one of the key distributors, facilitators, passes, one of the key components of a team. So this episode is entitled The One, but it's not about Rod Strickland. But it is synonymous with him. It's the point guard's job to run the offense, set everyone else up to get into position to make plays. The point guard will make baskets, control the ball, set up the team, and be the key distributor of the ball to ensure that the team is in the best possible position to win. The artist is no different from the point guard. Even in the event there's a group situation, the lead singer is still responsible for the group. What I mean is, everyone is responsible for their role assignment to do their job. As a solo artist or point guard, the goal is to perfect your craft, working on your handles, conditioning, free throws, passing, etc. The goal is to build up the confidence in yourself so that the team is confident in you being a leader. Whether you're part of a group or a solo artist, your job is to make the best possible product to present to the world. After you earn and got the confidence of the team, it's your job to assemble the proper pieces to get you in the best possible position to compete. I don't have a manager, so my lawyer is my agent. He takes care of all the legalities and red tape to put me in the proper position to get paid. The game is to be sold, not told, said Snoop. I'm saying this to say, educate yourself. How can a manager manage you if you have nothing to manage? Two, if you don't know where you're going, how do you plan to get there? As the point guard / artist, you have to make sure you have distribution. What that means is your project is available in every store. Who's the best digital distributor for me? These are questions that you should be asking yourself. What am I going to do about physical merch? Does it make sense for me to go with an indie or a major? How do I plan on marketing my project? What's my budget? What's the marketing plan? How will I recoup my money? How will I generate revenue? Will someone even purchase a ticket to see me perform? These are all the things that you should be asking yourself. Whether you're on an indie or a major, the team should have a plan. Some of the questions you should be asking as a player: am I a good fit with this team / label? Do I want fame or money? Do I want to play or sit on a bench? If I go with a major, everyone will know me. What will my finances look like? At the end of the day, it boils down to what you want. Ask the label flat out, what can you do for me? How many points will I get off each record? What about publishing? What's my budget? How much will I get off physical merchandise? Will physical merchandise be an option for me? At the end of the day, you got to learn a business to negotiate what you deserve. I want to advise signing with a label's management. Does the label management have your best interest or the label's best interest as a priority? 9 times out of 10, when you sign with the label's management, I don't think that they had your best interest at heart. I'm just saying, that's just my opinion. You signed to the label, you play for the label, they work for you, you work for them. Play for a team that's the best fit for you. After you put all those studio reps in and your product is done, the team is ready for prime time. Shout out to Deion Sanders, my man. You have to create awareness, whether it's a press release, song, album, reviews, or your latest video. Always make sure you have a landing page. What's a landing page? Somewhere where your fans can follow you. A place where they can follow all your social media, see your latest video, purchase your latest project, stream your album, buy tickets, and merchandise. Build your email list. Set up something where they receive exclusive content. Set up yourself to win. Set up the team to win. As an artist, it's up to you to put yourself and teammates in the best possible position to win. So that's the reason why I got Rod Strickland on the cover of this episode, because as a point guard, even though he never won any rings or anything like that, he always put his team in the best possible position to win. He was always facilitating, always trying to put the team first. So when you send things up, you wanna distribute, you wanna delegate what you need is done as an artist for your best interest. All right, so that's all I got, y'all. I hope y'all can take that with y'all. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Artists, remember, you the one. You the one for everything. You the one who negotiates your contract. You the one who tell your manager to negotiate on your behalf. You are the one. If you would like to support the Riders Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. I'm happy with the direction of the show and where it's going. And once again, I appreciate everybody who listens and tunes in every week and shares the show. Also, if you're an independent artist and you want your music to be played on Riders Live, just go to RidersOnline.net, which is www.RODESOnline.net. And submit your music via the booking form. If you want ad space, you do the same thing. And I'll get back with you and I'll work something out with you on the ad side and playing the music. So it's all good. Like I mentioned, I'm happy with the direction of the show. Continue to listen on all streaming platforms. Like, share, subscribe. Also, listen to the show on Good Pods. It's a good interactive site where other content creators can, talk, chop it up. And most importantly, you can leave good and bad feedback as well. Even on my website, RidersOnline.net, leave feedback. Also, on Anchor FM Riders Hunt, y'all could go on the Anchor app and leave feedback as well. So either way, it's all good. So I wish everybody a happy 2023. It's starting off good. Make sure y'all tap in and tune in to the Toxic Bible Study on Instagram. That's at Toxic Bible Study. We be kicking it off over there. And then last but not least, we out of here with Black Thought, Aquamarine. Enjoy y'all weekend. Peace.
No lymph nodes is swollen. They told me even when the record skipped, keep it rolling on his shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him address me as a Roman. I'm still in photos posing with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like Hulk Hogan. It's something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I can prove it to the way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top two of a thousand intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cooler cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black collar feral and a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Websters, the Oxfords. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets in the watch prophets. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphones. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas. Court holders, with bars as hard as Angolas. Get rude with the dude off chips. The mood switch, he chewed off strips of a brood witch. Danger make a groove off a glitch. Major boo booty twitch and the crew rich, bitch. Always wanted to say that. Ever since the days in hallways taunting the stray cat. The one he often frequently slapped around. All the while waited then graduated cap and gown. Hated the rap sound, debated the crap until he felt he had it mapped down. Enough to have the game trapped and bound. Scratching the crown with the names of lames who yapped the noun. Or verb for that matter, had no data for a herb who chat chatter. Oh, Eric Estrada, fat rat, the mask made him batty as a Mad Hatter. Known for his absurd word choices, and will ignore you if you ask him if he heard voices. Look, the energy is crazy. Far as he was concerned, the enemy was lazy. Your attention please, freeze. He came to seize the free cheese before he flees to Belize. In case you forgot to mention, squeeze these. Just keep it on a need to know basis. They knew he was a Negro, so no need to show faces. Back in the days of no laces, on a slow pace, they used to say he might could go places. Man, whatever the cases, the card he played was ace of spades, but no racist. A spastic, some call loony. When he split a tune, sarcastic as Paul Mooney.